Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
This is a very special episode of the Everything Home Talk Radio Show, and I'm honored to be speaking with two great patriotic Americans, Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and Prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. These two modern-day spiritual trailblazers are inspiring hope and encouraging people to embrace religion or revitalize their relationship with God. Their engaging and entertaining personalities are resonating with millions of people across the country and the world, and they're creating such a positive movement at a time when we need it the most. They've joined forces to create the popular weekly show Grace and Glory and bring an innovative way to deliver the Bible and current events by reminding the masses that the glory always goes to God and never man. They teach, not preach, which is beyond refreshing, and it creates a new and inclusive community of proactive believers. And before I bring them on, I hope they and you don't mind if I play the national anthem.
We're on a radio show right now.
Thought we needed that since we're under attack. Country, it's a great country of ours. So welcome, Pastor Dave and Amanda Grace, the Everything Home Talk Radio Show and Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. I want to thank you so much for being our special guest today. And ladies first, how are you, Miss Amanda Grace?
Hello, God bless you. I'm with my big brother from another mother. This is great. So happy to be here today.
Oh, you guys are just the best. You guys are really just so inspirational for people. Boy, do we need it. How are you, Mr. Pastor Dave Scarlett?
Oh, I am so blessed. I just almost brought to tears by you opening up with the national anthem. Yep. How perfect that was. I'm in my studio with the U.S. flag behind me and my U.S. Patriot hat on, and took my hat off, put it on my heart, and praise God. One nation under God.
Yeah, it seems like half the country's forgotten about that. So especially when the news came out yesterday about Mr. Cuban, I figured, we need to play the national anthem before we bring on these two patriotic, purpose-driven, exceptional individuals. So I'm glad that you went along with it and were patient while I played that. So you both are coming to Arizona. So before we get into any topics and talking about your shows,
yes,
and your ministries, tell everybody about what's going on so we can maybe we need 20 food trucks. How awesome would that be?
Oh, we just got word today that we have a food truck, and we are anticipating anywhere upwards of 600 people coming to this meet and greet in Arizona.
That's awesome.
And I mean,
oh, my big brother gets
country.
Me involved in the most amazing adventures.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and
I mean,
it's the 15th. Well, we're going
to
get into the road show here in a second. So the 15th of Monday, the 15th, and it's still at 6:30.
At the Memorial Community Park.
Yep. All right. Memorial Community Park, and that's in Anthem, Arizona, correct?
Correct. Yep. And there is a food truck.
All right. And you had to move the event from the hotel because you maxed out the capacity of the hotel.
I think
by
we
a long
maxed
shot.
Out like a whole city block.
We did. So any other food trucks that would like to come be part of this event, please feel free.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, we need more food for the people. And all the groupies, they, you know, be prepared. The hotel knows you're coming, so be kind, groupies. Be kind to the superstars that are going to be out there.
Well, the only superstar that's going to be there is God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And thank you. Thank you for that reminder. I'm going to put things into perspective for people. So do you want to start with talking about your ministries? Well, actually, what I'd like to know is how you guys came together.
Oh, I'll let Dave tell this story.
Oh, it is nothing short of God's glory and God's mercy, grace and glory. The Lord put Amanda, I don't even know really the details. I just know it was driven by the Holy Spirit. And as immediately as Amanda and I met the first time, there was this supernatural connection that she literally felt like my sister. And I knew we had a call. I knew we had a call that was going to be very big for His kingdom. And since then, we have built just the most incredible relationship. I do think of her truly as my sister. And it's been a blessing. It's been an absolute blessing.
Well, you both complement each other so well on your shows, and it's really entertaining. Your personalities are spectacular, and they really blend together, and you play off of one another. So there's a lot of comedy involved. Like, most people wouldn't expect to have so much entertainment and comedy in a spiritual, religious type of a show, but you guys really deliver. So it's wonderful to watch. I love it. I love watching each of your own shows, and then when you guys are together, I think it's unlike anything that you've ever seen before, and I think that's what people really need. And that's probably why it's so popular and successful.
Yeah.
Well,
Go ahead,
David. I'll talk after you.
I've given Amanda some heads up that the Holy Spirit's been telling me along the way. And it came to her on a mountain one day, and she thought it came to her that there is something to this. I'll let her tell the story.
Yes. The story is, and I'll tell first quickly, I'll tell you, you know, there's comedy, A, because the Lord loves to laugh. B, I'm Italian. We're a very colorful people. And C, I've got all sorts of animals in back of me that Dave has to contend with in the middle of our show. So putting that together sort of makes for an amazing blend. But what happened was I was away literally with my husband at a place on top of a mountain. And I thought, well, Moses was called on top of a mountain, you know, others were called on top of a mountain, so here I am, Lord. And so Dave calls me while I'm away, and he starts laughing. Now, Dave starts giggling before he's about to tell you something big. He starts laughing. And he says, I'm telling you, Amanda, pack your bags. This is all I'm telling you, because you're getting promoted. And the Lord is due to do things. And so get ready, pack your bags for whoever calls upon you. And basically whatever the Lord was going to do, it was confirmed by Jim Stock still, actually. So they had the two of them saying this. And I said, well, okay. And I kind of, you know, I listened. And then all of a sudden, here we go. You know, we're running to D.C. We're running to Arizona. All these things are starting to happen. So he's getting a kick out of watching this come to pass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you guys are doing a road trip out here to Arizona in an RV, right? Isn't it? I can only imagine.
Right.
You know, I hope you're videotaping a lot of this, because that is that's going to be just that might get you a television show. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'd rather watch YouTube than a lot of this other reality TV junk that's out there.
Well, that's part of the plan to go to Arizona. His Glory TV, the His Glory platform, will be a 24/7 TV station.
Yes.
Oh, that would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it seems like, because when I watched the show the other day, you were saying you're getting ministries and spiritual leaders all over the world are reaching out to you that they want to start a His Glory chapter or a His Glory version within their own communities.
Yes, we do a Sunday service as well, and it's literally hitting the world. We're in every country of the world. We have home churches growing in the United States. The Lord has given a prophetic word, I believe, to my mother and to myself, confirmed that there will be a His Glory in every country of the world.
No, your background, Pastor Dave, has nothing to do with religion or being a pastor. This is all something on the newer side for you. I mean, you came from what, the tech world, right? Corporate America.
Yeah, I was a director of a Fortune 100 company. I was a director at AT&T, and I would be the least likely person to go from corporate America. I was a Marine prior to that, so I have a military background. And then I was in the corporate world, got to the highest levels of the corporate world, and that was just, it was empty until God took me, and I had two near-death experiences, saw heaven, saw a vision of Jesus, and He got my attention and said, it's time to start this ministry called His Glory.
Wow. And then,
yeah.
Amanda, what was what inspired you, or what was the moment when you realized, oh my, God's talking to me. I need to do something and share this with people, because not a lot of people get that kind of a blessing.
True. And I've been hearing from the Lord since I'm a child. You know, many of us are born into this in the prophetic. And I also came from initially corporate America as a hedge fund accountant. I have a bachelor's of science in finance from Siena College in Loudonville, New York. And that's where I started. I was, in a way, somewhat of a financial, you know, I scored very well on their financial tests and things of that nature. So the company's name was Globop, and so they hired me on the spot at the age of 21, which was an experience. But I went through a very long time of processing after that. I got sick for like 17 years. The Lord had me on a shelf processing me. And it was in 2018, and you're going to laugh, after the Lord made me feed ducks for the last 2.5 year stretch every day. David was a shepherd. I fed ducks. You know, the Lord just – he works with whatever's in that region at the time.
Exactly.
So he said, so many ducks, I can't even tell you, Chris couldn't believe it, they were all over the property. So basically, in February 2018 is when he says to me, you're ready, I want you to start this ministry and this channel. And I panicked and said to him, what am I going to say? And so the Lord's answer was, I'll tell you what to say, just do what I'm telling you to do. So February 2018 is when I started the channel and basically Ark of Grace Ministries, what grew into Ark of Grace Ministries.
Of this year,
no,
you just started,
I just
it?
Started it?
Or years ago?
It was in February 2018, yeah, that I started the channel on YouTube. It grew into Ark of Grace Ministries. And so, you know, I've been doing that, although I've been putting out words for way longer than that on Facebook. Basically, it grew into this now. And so the Lord has truly, I mean, none of this could have been done without the hand of God the way this has happened.
Yeah.
And I love that the animals are always in the background.
Yep.
I thought there was one of them that almost sounded like a something on a cell phone, or like a beep or a chirp. And I was watching one of the shows, and I kept looking at my phone, and I'm like, is that my phone? I'm like, oh, it's the bird. It's Amanda Grayson's bird.
No, that's a
bird
whale you're hearing.
I said, oh man, I feel like I'm part of the animal sanctuary. And I'm like, where's Noble? Well, let me see him. You know, it's just amazing how people are so engaged with all of the characters in your sanctuary there.
Yes, sometimes people have called me a prophesying female Noah. I'm not even kidding you, because they see all the animals. Sometimes they just show up here. The Lord just sends them. They just show up in need of help. That's how we got Grace the Dove. She just showed up along with a bunch of others, including Jake the Muscovy Duck. So it's incredible. My husband can attest to this, what goes on here.
Well, and then once they tell their little friends, all of a sudden they're like, no, you guys, this is a really cool place. Like, you get food and people really like you and they pet you and they let you in the house. Come on, let's go. So next thing you know,
it's
they're
the
out there
Chick-fil-A
reporting
Chick-fil-A of
for
the
you.
Animal world is what we are. Yep, we're the Chick-fil-A of the animal world.
More than that, you're an incredible Italian cook.
I know. Dave, I can't even tell you how much garlic bread he ate. We won't get into that. But I did cook for everybody in Washington, D.C. I cooked for 2 days straight for everyone. And I got a round of applause at the end of it.
That's great.
Hey, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. And are you going to be cooking out here in Arizona? Or are you going to take a little no cook time and enjoy the restaurants?
I'll tell you, Mr. Jim Stockstill has referenced many times me cooking out there. So I may make a debut in Arizona. We'll see how it goes. If we have time, I will cook. I will cook one meal for everybody.
We're going to the Western Journal's headquarters. They're headquartered out there in Anthem. And they have a TV studio. And one of their studios is a kitchen because they were looking at doing a cooking show at some point. And the owner is trying to hint at, well, maybe we can warm that up with Amanda.
Oh, that would be great. That would be an awesome cooking show.
Yes.
Because it's your personality. I mean, and especially out here in Arizona, I'm originally from New Jersey, so I know good Italian food. We don't really have it here. You know, they call it pizza, yes. But nice try, guys. You know, it's
my condolences.
Yeah, it's tough. I yearn for a good slice of pie, that's for sure. It's definitely not here.
Yeah.
So your talents would be welcome in the state of Arizona to bring some great Italian food. And the cooking show would be incredible. And then, you know, Dave comes in, does a couple of appearances. Oh, it would be, it's because you're from New York, the accent. That's what makes, I think, it even more engaging is you've got Pastor Dave, who's more calm, you know, he's from Ohio, and then you've got Amanda Gray,
a firecracker.
You know, there's a lot of adjectives there. And you've got this New York personality that's, you know, all of a sudden then she starts talking and, you know, it's biblical and it's God. And you're going, wait a second, New Yorker? New Yorker is talking about God? It's just, what is going on here? And it's, I think that dynamic and your two personalities really is what people have been looking for, rather than the other spiritual leaders who are on big stages and their presentations. And, you know, people they want more real. They want more.
Yes.
They want someone else to connect with because everything is so disconnected now. I mean, it is just, on my show, I encourage everyone, turn off the mainstream media, turn off the television. You can't, you don't even watch it. It's beyond poison. It's too much evil. And, you know, originally I just said these are bad people. And now I'm like, no, they're evil people. The more I find out,
yeah.
And I, of course, listen to your shows. And if we want to talk a little bit about some of the things that people need to be aware of, that is, this is not Democrat, Republican. This is good versus evil. And I'm just trying to get more people to be awakened to really what's going on here. You know, it's bigger than losing our country and our freedoms, you know. So if you guys want to comment on that, I know a lot of the guests you've had, plus the information that you both personally know, I think it's important
yes.
that more people know about it.
Well, that's part of Grace and Glory. Amanda brings the prophetic that, to me, and to the world, should be more in tune to the prophetic intel of God instead of man's mm-hmm. intel, no matter how many star general it is, because it's God who leads us. And I just happened to be connected to some people that we've had on our show as well on His Glory. You know, we've had Lynn Wood on the Grace and Glory, and we've had Mike Lindell
yes.
on His Glory. Many times. General Flynn will be on His Glory on Tuesday, which is going to be really
great.
And General McInerney
yeah.
is coming on as well. So we get a lot of good intel sources from the military, but it's the intel from God that is most important. And that, I think, is where the good mix comes, because Amanda will have a word. And when she's giving this word, she doesn't share this word with me until we go live, because we don't want it to impact each other. And she'll see my face. I'll just start grinning because it's like, there's no way she could have known that. It's impossible. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've noticed that a couple times when she had mentioned something and then you clarified it, and she honestly did not know. It was, I don't remember what it was, but it was like a specific category. And she was, she delivered this message and you then explained something about it. And she goes, oh, I had no idea. And I'm like, well, then you, it's almost like confirmation that goes, okay, this is real, guys, because she couldn't have made that up. And he just verified it. And it was, like I said, I don't remember exactly what it was, but that was, that's kind of all you need to hear, need to know that, this is real. You know, a lot of people, a lot of the false prophets, especially in the past couple of months, they've come out of the woodwork all of a sudden, but, Amanda Grace is the real deal.
Yeah. Well, let me expand upon that. Many people ask me about Amanda Grace in private. And first of all, she's my sister and I protect my sister. but they ask me, is she really the real deal? And I get that question in private all the time. And my answer unequivocally in public and in private, she is. I've seen many prophetic people, but I have never seen anybody have such detail and specifics that she gets. Never. It's amazing. And it's God.
And it's consistent.
It is the Lord.
And it's consistent.
It's
it's consistent. It is. It is. And you can after you watch a few of the episodes and you listen to how you speak and then what you what you're reading or writing after it's come to you, and then you have you're paying attention to how you engage afterwards or before or even with Pastor Dave and other guests.
Yes,
it's not coming from you. You can tell that you just know. I mean, I've interviewed hundreds of guests on this show just in the past 6 months. And over the lifetime, it's probably like 500 people over the past couple of years. And you know the ones who are delivering a little bit of, you know, BS, or the ones that are a little bit showier. And it is it is unbelievable how that language that comes out, and even certain words, or the way that you're phrasing it, it's not from you. You can tell that.
No, and I'll tell you something, and this is what I say. God does not sound like an Italian from the Bronx, New York.
Right.
And I don't sound like God.
I love that.
We're different. Our sentence structures are different. The words we choose, he'll use words I have to go look up. I have no clue what it means. And what people don't know, too, Dave doesn't talk to me about intel. He's very careful how he talks to me, because he knows he doesn't want it interfering with the prophetic. I watch little to no news for that same reason, because I don't want it interfering, because the Lord may want to tell me something different. So I'm very careful, because the only way that can flow like that is if you keep your vessel pure, because if your vessel is clogged up like the California freeway, it's harder to hear accurately. And I had an amazing I had an amazing mentor in the prophetic, Barbara Stone, who was in it for over 30 years. And we call her my godmother, and she mentored me in this. And she instilled a lot of foundations in me by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. That was her. She's the one who told me to do that before I say a word and give it over to the Lord. So there was a good foundation put in me with that, and the Lord has since grown upon that. But, yeah, I don't remember 90% of what I write down or prophesy. And when I go back to it, I say to the Lord, you want me to say what? This is what I say. I go, you want me to say this? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Okay. And you're just trained to go, okay, Lord. And you go, here goes a wrecking ball that's going to go through the entire broadcast. Sometimes you think.
It's like you're at the news desk and the producer hands you the script and you're like, I don't want to. Do you want me to say this? Are you kidding me? All right, let's do it, guys. Wow. You know,
well, just to put that in perspective, her prophetic words are so precise and so specific that we actually have intel sources in the military and other places want her prophetic words.
It freaked them out at first. He'll tell you it freaked them out at first. They call him.
I would hope that they at least are giving you a nice, if you end up doing something along those lines, it should come with a nice big fat check. That's for sure. Cause we know that they throw out money to, they throw out money all over the place. At least they could be doing it for good for a change.
Well, you know, the Lord has blessed me and Dave a lot, and he blesses me for, you know, you have to be obedient, but, you know, he blesses me for it. And, you know, Dave will tell you, he had high-ranking people in military intelligence when I would first give these words that would call him and want to know how I know these things, and it would freak them out.
Yep.
Yeah, now, they think, who's the mole? Who's the mole telling this lady all this stuff?
Yep. It goes back to the Bible. It goes back to the Bible and Elisha, when Elisha was tapping into the Syrian army as well. That's how God
worked. Oh, that was a good story, yes.
So, Amanda, are you able to share? Because I want people to really understand, you know, that this is real and the information you have. And when people question it, and I've had some comments that was they on when I was posting on Facebook about the show, and I just jump, I don't want to say jump down their throat, but I mean, I explain a little bit more, and I gave them a little bit more information than they probably wanted to have because they were questioning. And I just want people to maybe, you know, unfortunately, you know, we always need to see something in order to believe it, which is unfortunate. And that's, I think, because of where things have evolved in the mainstream television and entertainment, you know, everything is, we've got to have instant gratification, which is why we're in the situation we're in. You know, God forbid anybody should work for anything or believe. So is there anything that you want to share to just, I don't want you to have to convince anybody, but I just want people to have more faith and confidence that what you're seeing really is I don't want to say real, but, more people need to believe, but is there something that you can share about how the word is delivered to you or how it comes? Or is there anything that, you know what I mean? I want more people to open up their minds and their hearts to your message.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a few things. First of all, I will tell you that people want prophecy to come to pass like Amazon 2-day shipping. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work that way all the time. There's short-term prophecy and there's long-term prophecy. We've got some prophecy in the book of Revelation that still hasn't been fulfilled. Jesus said he was coming again soon, and we're still waiting for that fulfillment. So there are things that were given that take thousands of years, hundreds of years, decades to come to pass. And then you have short-term prophecy, like what Pastor Dave was talking about with Elisha telling the king of Israel what the king of Assyria was saying in his bedroom real time. And that basically is, you're seeing that come to pass in real time. So there's two types. And normally in a word, you're going to see part of that word come to pass fairly quickly to validate the word. And then there are other things in that word that could take years. I'll give you an example. June 15th, 2017, I delivered a word. This is before I had the channel. I put a word out there. President Trump wasn't even in office a year yet. It talked about a civil war that was going to happen in Washington, D.C. The word also talked about a humanitarian crisis that was coming to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are things that have come to pass but took years to come to pass. I delivered it June 15th, 2017. Those particular parts of that word took years. There were other parts of that word that came to pass fairly quickly. And the way I get the information from the Lord, many people don't know. There's some people do, a significant amount of people do, but I have a husband with a traumatic brain injury who miraculously survived only by the hand of God. To this day, his neurosurgeons cannot wrap their head around it. Praise the Lord. So because of that, many times the Lord will wake me up during the night because he wants my undivided attention. He's a jealous God. He wants your undivided attention when he's going to give you something like this. And he'll wake me up around 2 a.m.-ish many times, sometimes 1 a.m., sometimes 3 a.m. And I'll know it's him because I cannot go back to sleep. He is refusing to let me go back to sleep, actually, till I'm up and we talk. And so I get up and sometimes I tell him, you don't sleep, do you, as I'm walking half asleep to the living room, you know. And so basically I sit down. I've got my laptop and I go into prayer. That's the first thing I have to do, because until I really go into prayer and spend time with him, he's not going to give it. And so I go into prayer, and sometimes it takes hours of prayer and really humbling yourself before the Lord, being on your face before the Lord. And you, I can't explain it in human terms almost, but you feel yourself being filled up. He is filling up in your spirit and downloading into it all this information. And now you're going to, it's going to come out. And you know when it's time, you can feel the presence of the Lord moving. You get to know his presence very well. And then I know it's time to open up my computer and to start typing. And I don't remember 90% of what I type. I have to go back to it to take a good look at myself.
Amazing.
Is
amazing.
What happens. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
What about current events now? I mean, you both have been very helpful for people, you know, they're looking for hope. They're looking for direction. They're looking for answers to what's going on in our country, especially with President Trump, because there's so much noise out there. And I got a little frustrated one day, and Amanda, you had a message that just hit home, and it was so powerful. I just started sharing it all over social media because I said, if I'm feeling that way, I know that there's millions of other people, and it helped. It turned just that, you know, turned my attitude, turned my thoughts back to God, going, you know what? And I actually started praying. I started praying. I was like, I was praying and I was thanking God and I was thanking you. I'm like, thank you, God, for Amanda Grace delivering that message, because I needed to hear it at that moment. So do you guys want to go into detail about where things are, where we're going, to just give the truth rather than this noise that's out there for people, because I know they need it.
I can start. We had Lynn Wood on Grace and Glory yesterday.
Great show.
I heard it hit over a million people have saw it. And I think Lynn did a marvelous job of summing up where we're at. It is, we know God has this. He is the God of miracles. There is no doubt in any of our minds or hearts that Christ is going to come back and create the second harvest, the greatest harvest, and it's the greatest time to be alive. However,
yes,
God works on his time frame, and we have to be patient. That's why he's God. And God is shaking up the church, as you mentioned earlier, the fake church and the religious spirit. It's one of the reasons why he took somebody like me and brought me into the ministries, because he told me, he goes, I want you to take on the religious spirit, my son. I want a love relationship. And that love relationship meditates with time and trust and faith on his timing, not our timing. As Amanda said, we're so used to ordering something on Amazon and having it 2 days, we've gotten bad habits. It's God's timing, and God will act. There's no doubt in my heart and mind.
Well, we've taken everything for granted.
True.
We've taken everything for granted, and we've moved away from church. And even when the lockdowns, because they don't want us to talk to each other, they don't want us to have, you know, they don't want us to believe in God, so they're going to keep that closed as much as they can, because they want people to, they don't want people to have the truth. I mean, the one thing that you mentioned the other day, Amanda, is that you said church was never meant to be a building; it's us, the people. And I said, yeah, and I've been saying that for a while, because, you know, the corruption in the church, and then just the amount of money. And then, of course, all the other, I don't know if you want to, you know, talk about it, but it has to do with the trafficking and all of the underground worlds of the sexual abuse and all that. And, you know, just once you look at some of the, just, you know, look at the Vatican and look what comes out of the Pope's mouth. And I mean, I grew up Catholic, but I just never was a fan of this particular Pope. And now I'm thinking, now I know why. He just there was just something about him that wasn't right. And then I learned about all these other things that go on with the Vatican and the symbols and all that. And I'm like, oh, maybe that was God telling me, you're not that wrong, Michelle. There's a reason why you just didn't like this guy, you know?
Yeah. You're absolutely right, because my intel sources have been telling me about this. There's actual evidence and proof. This is one time I did show Amanda live intel, and I think her eyes were as big as saucers when I showed her this about
what's
going on in
the Vatican. Because when I prophesied years earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I had the actual evidence to show her that is indeed happening and is going to be taken down.
And once all that comes out, that information, I mean, hopefully, you know, at this point, I would hope that all of the information, all of the people are exposed in all the different categories, because just this small amounts that I've been paying attention to the past couple of months, it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. It's so deep. It's so widespread. It's in, I call it the 10 B's, the 10 big B's of, you know, from big media to big entertainment and big pharma and big government and all that. There's such a whole underground layer of corruption and evil, and it's pure evil. Like you said, this is good and evil, where we're embarking on this. I just hope it gets exposed. Amanda, did God say to you in any message that he was going to let everyone see so they can finally understand?
In many, he says he was, you know, he's used some very strong language. He's talked about gutting things open and letting the entrails of truth spill out, which is something a sentence I would never say. He's talked about what he's going to do in this latest word I delivered on the 7th of February from the Lord. He talked about what he's going to do to Congress for what they're doing. Some strongly worded language. And he's spoken a lot about exposure. This is why people need to understand God has delayed things, but he hasn't denied them. And he has delayed them because if he didn't, none of this would have come out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that God's delays are sometimes so crucial to his plans to expose and bring out into the open what the wicked are doing. Because right now we are in the time, I believe it's of Numbers 23, their sins finding them out. Their sins shall find them out. This is the time that we are in right now. And we're seeing it come out of every crevice, every area of industry. No one is safe. You know, God is their greatest enemy because they serve a much lesser God, a fallen host. That Almighty God, they are dwarfed in power compared to the power God has. And they have set themselves to be an enemy of God in this, which is not a good place to be. Look at all the enemies of God in the Old Testament. Pharaoh, the rebellion with Korah, the earth swallowed him. It's not good odds for the wicked once they determine their hearts to do this.
And that's what I just can't imagine somebody being so anti-God, hating God, but they do. I mean, they're censoring. They're silencing. Their actions. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And I kind of say once I started paying attention, and I know many, many people are becoming awake, I said, you know, a lot of this was right there in front of us, but we just chose not to pay attention to it. And I feel guilty. I feel bad that God had to go to such extremes to basically just almost get to the point where he goes, I can't make it any more obvious to you guys. He's like, I had to shut down everything. I had to shut down churches. You're wearing masks, people, and they're not good for you. You're isolating yourselves. I had to go to these extremes for you to finally wake up, pay attention, see what's going on, and realize that all of these false authorities and false worships and false idols, just even in the entertainment world. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. All of that you've got to come back to me. It's like, I feel bad. I feel guilty that I let them down. I didn't do what I was supposed to be doing. And you guys want to make a comment on that?
Yeah, I'll go back to Amanda has incredible specific prophecies, obviously. I mean, she is so gifted by the Lord. The Lord gives me prophetic words, too, but they're like, because he probably knows my attention span, and they're more bullet point. And I remember in January 2017, he said, my son, the greatest scandals in the history of the United States are coming, and it's going to boomerang back against them. And like you said earlier, this is not about Republican and Democrat. This is light versus evil, period. And then he downloaded to me, and I have it right in front of me, from January 2017, what the 17 scandals would be. And I remember telling people close to me about this, and they looked at me like I was out of my mind. And every one of those 17 things are in play as we speak.
And that was from 2017.
Yeah, that was from 2017, January 2017.
Wow. And then when you get the intel to confirm it, and then Amanda comes in with a word, you must sit there, Pastor Dave, and go, you know, it's like you're looking around like, am I safe? It's like you're like, who's gonna I mean, get that knock at the door? All of a sudden, the black Suburbans show up because they're like, this guy knows too much stuff, right?
Well, we are protected. There are patriots out there. God bless them that are protecting us. And not only that, but God has His warring angels protecting us as well. But we do have security teams that protect us. But the Lord is there. He's revealing it. It's not if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just a matter on His timing.
It's a matter of when. Yeah. And it needs to. I mean, everything needs to change. It's literally disgusting. You know, like you said, that everyone's just got to be patient. So then your suggestion for people is to obviously try to find patience, which we know is difficult, but pray. I mean, there's nothing wrong with praying, right? We want everyone to start praying again. That's what we should be doing.
I think the third most important thing, though, is we are praying. We're getting in the Word and we're praying, but people are in this fast-paced society. They're not meditating and listening and waiting for Him.
Yes.
That's the key right now.
It is. He talks. It's just people don't listen. You know, He's talking all the time. Well, many times they're so bombarded in this type of society, they don't shut everything off and listen. You know, they develop a bit of ADD in a society like this where the Lord wants you to really sit there and listen. He will talk to you. He will. He'll surprise you sometimes, you know. I've known people that have said, God, if you're real, and show me. And they have had some wild things happen for the Lord to put an exclamation point on it. And the Lord wants people praying because He wants all eyes on Him right now for what He's going to do. Because the country needs the Lord first, and then everything else comes after that. You see, the president and others, they're a tool in the hands of Almighty God. President Trump and others in the past, they're a tool in His hands. And so people have to put that into perspective and understand we have to worship the Lord and honor who He picks. And so that once we do that and we see the nation crying out to the Lord more, especially because of Second Chronicles, his people are the one that need to be crying out to Him right now. You have a part of the church that has gone AWOL in all of this, that is going to get a very serious wake-up call. Because I'll tell you two things. In 2019, for 2020, the Lord said to me the word sanitize. And I thought, I had no clue. I was like, okay, I wrote it down, but I had no clue exactly what He was going to do with this, because the way I think and the way He thinks is totally different. And He also said in December of 2019 that 2020 was going to be the year of the justice of Yahweh, of double joy, a double portion of joy, which stood for an acronym for the justice of Yahweh. And Yahweh is really the Hebrew name, one of the Hebrew names for God. And so we have seen this begin to happen. But we have to understand, judgment begins in the house of God.
Amen.
So you're going to see a gutting of the church this year. A gutting of it. Because God has to get His house back in order, because we are the ones that are supposed to step up in moments of crisis like this and speak with the boldness of the Lord. We're the ones. And there's a lot of people cowering back right now in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, just I wasn't sure if it was mentioned on your show. I've seen Mike Lindell and a whole bunch of them. He's getting pushback from different ministries and different churches to be partnering with his recovery organization because of, you know, the quote unquote scandals that are going on. And I went, of all people, he's offering you this for free. His services through his Lindell Recovery Network are free, and you have churches that are actually saying, no, let's just hold off, Mike. We're not gonna do it right now. We're gonna wait till the dust settles and the coast is clear. And that's not somebody of God. That's not a church to me.
No.
But maybe that's the old version of the church. And then the ones that never stood up for. What about you? And I want you to comment on the churches that closed that didn't stand up to government, which it's not even legal to close the church. I mean, none of those people. I've lost so much respect for the leaders, and that's what I mentioned in the press release that I did for you guys, is that the traditional leaders, just, you know, 2020, their masks came off, and you saw them for who they were.
Yep.
And it's not pretty.
But out of that, a strong remnant that people could see and trust that it was truly from God. There is Pastor Brian Gibson. He organized a movement that if any church was shut down by any government, that they would have lawyers pro bono to fight these lawsuits so that their churches could open. It was free. And so God is really testing the church and seeing who truly is the remnant versus who is the fake and the religious spirit. And he's separating the wheat from the chaff right now.
And that's why you both have come to this. I don't want to say the surface, but now you're everywhere. You guys and your message is just getting out there because that's what people want, and obviously. And this is just something I want people to get their arms around, their minds around. God wants this. Otherwise, you wouldn't. All these things wouldn't be happening. And it's time to turn to people like the two of you rather than the traditional sources or people that you were listening to, because that message is not sincere. It's not passionate like coming from you guys. Maybe they're just trying to sell books or raise money for their beautiful buildings, and that's not what you guys are all about.
You know what God is doing in the midst of this, though? He's creating a glorious remnant for his glory. He's bringing me and Amanda together. He's bringing Mike Lindell, Lynn Wood, General Flynn, other ministries that would never have worked with each other in the past for the glory of God. There's no ego.
Yeah.
There's no me against this church. It's about the kingdom glory, and we're uniting, and that has Satan frantic.
Yes, and there's power in agreement. If two or more touch and agree about anything on this earth, the Lord says it shall be done for them. So
like,
there's a lot of power.
You just brought up Mike Lindell. I did not hear that about churches in his recovery program. I've had Mike Lindell on his glory, I think, 3 times now. I know Mike Lindell behind the scenes. He is the same guy publicly. He is so in love with Jesus Christ. And for any church to turn that away is beyond shame on them.
Yeah.
Because he, by the grace of Jesus Christ, was an overcame addiction. And he used that money that God gave him through MyPillow to give people hope and support.
Yeah, and that's
true.
And he gives most of his proceeds from MyPillow now are going into that recovery network. And the fact that the people are trying to tarnish the name and his reputation for that mission in his life, he said that is what's more hurtful to him than you know, the sales for the MyPillow being threatened, even though now they're selling more than they were before. So he said, see you in the box. I don't care. He's like, he goes, once you guys, you're dropping me, he goes, you're never going to be able to come back. He said that this morning. He said, he said, I did it with Target, and nope, you're never coming back. So it's your loss, not mine.
So we had Mike Lindell on his glory the morning after these big box retailers said no more to MyPillow. Before Mike Lindell came on, I told him privately, and I believe I told it in the broadcast, the Lord said to me, he goes, I will double Mike's sales. And God did.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Because the Lord honors people that stand firm in the face of persecution and trial. and testing and still speak for the Lord and still, you know, in a way contend for the faith. And the Lord honors that. And Mike Lindell is an example of that. And that's why, you know, it's important. You have to be about your Father's business first. And the Lord does bless people for that because he knows they will be a good steward of what he gives them, and they will go off and help others for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you suggest, you know, and in the intro I mentioned that you're having people return to God, revitalize their relationship with God and religion, because either they've lost their way, they were turned off, they're too busy, they got to, you know, they're playing on social media, they don't have time to take 5 minutes. What would you suggest that somebody, even a beginner, can do to get back to be in a better state of belief and praying? Like almost, because we're all about tips and takeaways and take action items. We want people to be able to take an action. So what would you suggest for the beginners or people that forgot? What can we do to go on this new journey and be awake and become more a part of your ministries?
I would say from my perspective, you need to be a sponge. You need to suck up all the good stuff that the Lord has got out there. Look for programs that are uplifting. Don't look for programs that are fake. Don't look for programs that are legalistic, that are religion. We are not. If you're in a religion, you're doing it wrong. It's a love relationship, and it needs to be fun. So you see Amanda and I, we laugh so hard because God is a funny God, and he wants us to laugh. He wants us to have love with him. He wants to share his glory with us.
That's true. And, you know, people can start to, first of all, by reading one chapter a day in their Bible. If they don't have a Bible, Ark of Grace Ministries or His Glory would be happy to buy them one and send it to them, because this is important. This creates a habit. One chapter a day, pretty soon they're going to be reading way more than that. But they start because that is the real soul food. And they have to start feeding their spirits that to open up the highways there to hear the Lord. Because they will hear the Lord speak more clearly when they are feeding themselves, their spirits, what it needs, which is his word. Also, be careful of shepherds who do nothing but abuse the sheep and incite sheep to constantly abuse each other. Because they're out there and they throw way more stones than they give God glory. And it's okay, hey, I deliver harsh words from the Lord, you know. But if you notice, he's the lion and the lamb. You see instruction in that word too, very loving instruction from the Lord. You know, we also biblically teach. We do other things, but we make sure that God gets the glory first and that we are glorifying God more than we are trying to destroy and take out others.
Yeah. I would add to that, his glory, we provide it on the app, and Amanda's new app will have the same thing. We provide the Bible for free. His glory have every single book of the Bible. We have a study guide, and I take people from word for word through the Bible. But I think the biggest thing that is hitting our audience around the world is we have something called Simple as a Child, because that's what the Bible is. So many people get intimidated by the Bible. I can't understand the Bible. It's too hard to understand. But Jesus told us it's truly as simple as a child. And we have something that I do a study with my son. It's called Macaroni, Bear, and Cheese.
Yep.
Simple as a Child. And that is probably, other than Grace and Glory, our second biggest success, because it's not just youth coming in. It's grandparents who said, you know what, I don't understand this Bible. But if that youngster can understand it, then I certainly can learn to understand it.
And that information's on your website, right? So they can find that at hisglory.me, correct?
Correct. That would be under, we have two separate areas. We have our Bible studies, which we have every book of the Bible, word for word studies in that. And then under His Glory programs, you can get Simple as a Child or any of our former, you can get Grace and Glory there if you don't want to get it anywhere else. Mike Lindell, Linwood, all of our guests are on there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and both of your shows, just phenomenal information. And like I said, it's entertaining too. And we have them listed on our must listen to page on our take action tab. So that way, you know, I'm constantly pushing it out. I'm encouraging people to tune in as often as they can, get some older shows, just be caught up with where things are in the world and get the message out, because Amanda Grace is the real deal. And Pastor Dave Scarlett is just, you're an amazing man too. I mean, between the two of you combined together, I'm thankful that you came, or God brought you together, and that you've decided to step up and take on what he wants you to do, because it's changing lives. I mean, I personally, I've never prayed so much in the past 60 days since I started paying attention to you guys. And I have my Bible on my desk. I look up things all the time. it's changed me personally. And like I said, I'm like Amanda Grace, you know, you're New York, I'm New Jersey. This is not necessarily how our personalities should be, but they are. But I do want to say thank you to Pastor Dave. You had a discussion, and I think it was on your Glory show, Grace and Glory show. You were talking about fear of the Lord. And it always bothered me when people say you need to fear the Lord. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be afraid of him. Like, I thought we were supposed to be on the same page. I'm supposed to, you know, do his work. And I don't, you know, when you fear somebody, you're scared of them. I'm like, I don't want to be scared of God. But you said it doesn't mean fear him. It means revere him, worship him, obey him.
Yes.
And you said, Dave, you don't want to let him down. So do you want to comment on that? Or both of you to make a comment on that? Because I think that fear of the Lord, when you clarified it for me, I went, oh, my, thank you so much. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's for me, it's I love him so much that I just want to do everything I possibly can for his purpose and his glory. And I don't want to let him down. That's what it's all about. Finishing the race for him.
Yes. Yes, pressing on the towards the mic, the mark of the high calling and running the race. And the reason why they talk about the fear of the Lord is because it's the beginning of wisdom. So revering and worshiping the Lord and understanding how awesome and incredible he is, and that he spoke the earth into existence and it was, that is the beginning of wisdom, because you're understanding who your creator is and who he is and the power he possesses. It's, you know, he's the lion and the lamb. He's both. And so that's why that's so important. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it's true, you know, what Pastor Dave said, you don't want to let the Lord down. You are a living letter being read by all men for the glory of God. And you just want to run that race well. So when the Lord looks at you on the day of judgment, he says, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Amen.
That's
you
the
could
best
not get
you
a
can
better
hear.
Compliment.
Amen.
Can you say that one more time? Because I want it to get in people's heads.
I said you could not get a better compliment to finish your life on earth. Life is boot camp for eternity. And
Amen.
There's nothing better
there goes Gracie singing.
To be told that when we enter into the kingdom glory, that he says, well done, my faithful servant. You could not have better report card from God than that.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah, the bird always comes in with perfect timing. It's unbelievable. And it has nothing to do really. It's I've noticed it several times. I mean, it gives me chills when that bird chimes in and all of a sudden it's something that you said or somebody else said. And I'm like, oh my, this is.
She represents the Holy Spirit.
Real.
She does.
Oh,
she does it. She's anointed this bird. Let me tell you, I don't know where she came from, because she just showed up one day, but this bird is anointed. And she senses it, and just the Lord makes her sing to put like an exclamation point on it at the most uncanny times.
And I tell you, we've done this a lot, Grace and Glory, and many, many shows. It is no doubt that when the dove sings like that, the Holy Spirit's presence is at a high level.
Yeah.
You can feel the thickness in there. One time Amanda and I got done and she had a prayer. I saw fog in our studio. It was so thick.
Wow.
Yeah, the glory of God.
Yeah. Things probably don't even surprise you both anymore because you've seen all these things and you just go, I'm not surprised. I'm not, things just can't shock you anymore because it's just the way it's supposed to be. And it happens all the time. Real quick, I'd love your advice because I know you both said you'd be with us for an hour and you got to go because you've got a lot of things going on. Plus, you got to start packing. You're headed in that motorhome for Arizona soon. Oh my God, I can't wait for the videos. You've got to do lives, okay? You've got to do lives, and you've got to have a couple different angles and a couple different cameras going at the same time because it's going to be some really good TV, everybody. You said start with a chapter a day for the Bible. I want to get everybody prepped so that when they come see you here, that means if they start today, they got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You've got five chapters that you could jump into before they see you on Monday the 15th at 6:30 up in Anthem. Which chapter do you suggest they start with?
I always recommend the Gospel of John.
Amen. Yes.
And if they wanted to go back to Macaroni, Bear, and Cheese, we've already done John all the way up through John chapter 14. So they will see Macaroni, Bear, and Cheese, John, as simple as you can get it, as simple as a child.
And that is at hisglory.me. And, of course, we're going to have all those links and information on our website. In addition to your shows are already on our must-listen-to page. And then Amanda Grace, the best way – I know that you've got the YouTube channel hopefully they won't censor that, but would you suggest people start with finding you on Facebook? Do you want them to go to Ark of Grace for Him, or what's the best way for them to find you? Where do you want them to go?
Okay, well, we have a website that's probably going to be up and running by the end of the week.
But
basically, they can email us at arkofgrace4him@gmail.com. For the words from the Lord that are delivered from, we do a lot of in-depth Bible studies. We really dissect it. All of that is on our blog, amandagrace4him.blogspot.com. They can go and print out as much as they want. There's no subscription fee. There's no fee attached. They can just go print out. They can make a binder if they want, filled with what we've put out so far. So they can do that. They can do that as well. I will tell you also as a quick funny note, Chris wanted me to bring Noble in the RV.
Noble the pig.
And I said, Dave, don't do this to your mother. Be with the pig in the RV for a week. But but that's the kind of funny stuff that goes on. But yes, you could go there. We have Ark of Grace Ministries on Facebook. We also have videos of the Animal Sanctuary on the YouTube channel, Ark of Grace Ministries. So people can see what they do. They can see us with Noble. They can see us with the dogs. They can see me in the pen with the animals. And they can see what we do as part of the ministry there as well. And praise God, these animals are a tool in the hands of Almighty God. He's brilliant because these animals soften people's hearts to want to hear the word of the Lord. We get letters from children as young as 7 that says, I love to watch and learn, and I love Noble in the background. So the Lord is using these animals in such a mighty way. Only He could construct it like this. Seriously. Yeah. Only the Lord could construct something like this that is this unique.
Yeah,
you know,
Noble. Noble needs his own little
favorite
children's book.
Yeah,
we're working
happen.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
we're going to work on that.
When Amanda blows the shofar and Noble flies out of the office, it is must be TV.
The anointing smacks him and he just wakes up and takes off.
Because he's so big, he's like 145 pounds. He just like knocks stuff over goes to town. Oh, God, it's so funny.
And you have an 8-foot ramp that to load him
onto
our truck.
You have a ramp. Oh, when you said that the other day, I spit my water out. I was like, because I could just imagine seeing you trying to get the pig up the ramp, arguing with Chris, and like, you know what I mean? I pictured it, and I went, that's what I need to see on television. Now
the funniest thing is if we ever videotaped or audio taped Amanda and I talking late at night, It is the funniest things you could ever imagine. She gets me laughing so hard that I can't breathe.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you guys, I get it going because it's like 3 acres over here. It's like 3 acres over here. We got the girl from the city, the guy from the country, and the pig that lives with them. So this is 3 acres part two.
I'm spreading the message because you guys are just amazing people, and it is entertaining, and that's what's going to resonate with people, you know, and it is, and I want to say, like, I'm proud of you guys for doing this, and thank you for every day that you come to the table and deliver for the audience and for the people, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of effort, and especially for Amanda, she's getting woken up in the middle of the night, and so you're not getting a lot of sleep, especially now.
Sometimes,
So you guys are sacrificing, but you're doing it because that's what you're supposed to do. So I admire that. And is there anything else that you want to share with the audience or promote or encourage anything? So you guys kind of close it out here as to whatever you want to bring to the table.
I would say in closing that, you know, what Amanda and I are doing together, it seems like a lot of work. But when you're working for the Lord and He's first, it's joy. And it's laughter. It's fun. I can say I probably work harder now than I probably did in corporate America, but I have far more joy. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's the greatest time to be alive right now.
Praise the Lord. That's so true. And it is a joy. It is to do for the Lord and bring glory to His kingdom. And it's not an easy walk. I'm not going to say at times it's an easy walk because you go through a lot of processing, but it's the most incredible journey you will ever go on. You know, I said to Chris, we had to jump in the car and fly back from D.C. when all this happened. I said, at least you could say your life with me is not boring by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
And no one wants to tell your audience to eat more chicken.
Well, you tell Noble we're stopping at Chick-fil-A then.
Yeah, between Chick-fil-A and the cigar store. I'm not quite sure what's going to be happening here when you guys get
to
the great
stage. I got six
grilled
cigars.
Grilled chicken, that's what's going to be happening.
Grilled chicken and cigars. How was your trip? That's what we
did.
We had grilled chicken. Yeah, more chicken, everybody.
Yep.
Oh, you two, seriously, just a delight. And you're now like American treasures. So just thank you so much for what you do.
Praise the Lord.
We're on our platform. We're going to have, like I said, I already have your shows listed. We're going to have more information constantly. I'm going to be constantly promoting it because I believe in both of you so much and what you're doing. And more people just need to be awake and start, you know, start with one chapter a day. And then, you know, the mac and cheese. It's easy, guys. It's easy.
Amen.
The world is changing. And as you said, this is the best time to be alive. So get on the right side of it. You know, you want to be on the good side, the light side, not the dark side.
And I just say one last thing. If the people,
the
people that are coming to meet us in Arizona, there could be 600, there could be 1,000, who knows?
Yeah.
We got a special plan. We got a surprise.
Yeah,
I haven't even told Amanda yet.
Oh, how exciting. And it's at 6:30, right? And give the location again for everybody, and we're going to have it on the site too.
That's the Community and Memorial Park in Anthem. And there will be at least one or two food trucks.
And that's Monday the 15th at 6:30. And I will head up there and I will meet you. If I can get through the crowd, I will meet you guys and introduce you and welcome you here. And good luck with everything that you're going to be doing with the Western Journal. I'm sure that is going to go just as God has planned it. So I'm excited to hear what happens when you guys can share more about that exciting new chapter that everybody needs in their lives. So thank you for both being you. There you go. And tell Noble.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to have chicken tonight in his honor. I'll have some chicken.
I will. He's asleep right now. I will share it with him when he wakes up.
Yeah. Let him know. I'll I won't have pork for a while. I'll
That's
keep
right.
that on the down low. We'll keep that on the down low.
In honor of Noble.
Poor guy.
Maybe we'll put a sign on the side of the RV in honor of Noble.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And the only thing that I would ask is you guys really videotape and have fun with this and share as much as you can. I mean, you know, I'm sure that you can't share everything, but do that because I know that everybody wants to see it and it's really great and people need that now. And I'd rather have them watch you than watch the junk that's on TV. So please overshare if you can.
I'll tell you what we're going to film. When we go into the South and we hit the South, they're going to send me into a store to order something with my accent.
Exactly.
And we're going to see how the cashier reacts.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go in to, you know, go to the, I don't even know, let's just say they have 7-Elevens or whatever they have down there. We've got something called Circle K, which is the 7-Eleven. So yeah, the Dixie Win or the whatever, you need to go in there.
Yep.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to be like, what just happened?
Well, this show cannot be complete until Amanda says one time, forget about it.
Forget about it.
There you go.
Ding, ding,
you gotta love the New Yorkers, everybody. Gotta love the New Yorkers. All right, so I will let you guys go on to doing what you're doing. Are you doing a show tonight, or you guys are done for the day? Show tomorrow? Anything?
We have a couple shows tomorrow here at His Glory, but when Amanda arrives, we'll give her a little bit of a break. But we're going to do a mini Grace and Glory live from our studio tomorrow night.
Oh,
yep,
exciting.
I'm arriving in Ohio tomorrow night. Me and Chris, and we're all leaving together as the Brady Bunch in the RV and heading across the country.
Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. So I wish you a safe travels, and I'm excited to tune in to the first chapter of the new live television reality show that starts this Friday. The new version of Grace and Glory. It's going to be reality TV. This is the pilot, everyone, because once they get out here, I have a feeling there's going to be a whole network or some sort ready for them to be doing this more often. So tune in on Friday.
Grace and Glory road tripping. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's right.
Grace and Glory hit the road, and it's the pilot is going to be filmed tomorrow. It all starts tomorrow, everybody. How exciting. How exciting. You guys deserve it. Yeah. The world is changing tomorrow at what, 5 p.m.? 7 p.m.? What time is the world change when you guys go on the air?
About 7 p.m.
The world always changes as soon as Amanda and Chris hit the state line of Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Like it starts to shake a little, and all of a sudden, you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, they hit the state line. They're here. They're here.
Yeah, angels are getting me prepared.
Getting into position.
You should have like your military gear on, because when she comes into the studio, it's just going to be like, you know, she's ready to go, ready to rumble. Yeah, you might have to get geared up there, Pastor Dave.
Yeah.
You might want to wear a helmet. Well, just put a helmet or something on. I want you to protect that head of yours when she gets in that studio. Yeah. It's going to be some powerful stuff. Alrighty, guys. I think we've covered everything. We'll see you when you get here. Share video as much as you can, and safe travels. What an exciting adventure!
Thank you
so much. Yes, it
for
is.
Having us on.
Yes,
God
thank
you.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have been wonderful, and like I said, the talk show. You're welcome to come on whenever you guys have a free moment in the future, and also our platform. We're going to be promoting you as much as we can, and there won't be a way that somebody can't find you either on our homepage or on our Take Action tab or our Must Listen to page or Partners and Patriots tab. You're going to be all over the place, so they can't say, "Well, I didn't know where to go. I couldn't find them." Yeah, No. That doesn't work in my world. If you can't find it, then you got other problems to worry about. I hope you can, you know, don't put the two legs in the same pant leg and then fall on the ground. We're going to make it real easy for people to find you guys, because I want to see that subscriber list be in seven figures. That's where it needs to be on the YouTube. That's the goal.
Praise God.
All right.
Well, thank you. Praise the Lord. And thank you again. This has been wonderful.
Well, I just figured you guys need to, you know, share without having to be the host. It takes a lot of pressure off when you just get a chance to talk, you know?
Yeah, it's fun for both of us. We both enjoy it.
Yeah, you guys are the best. So thank you again. God bless you. God bless America. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to this road trip.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You both take care. Get that helmet
Buttercup,
on, Pastor Dave. You're going to need it, Buttercup.
Right.
Yeah. Buckle up, Buttercup. Yep. She's a-coming. Yeah. And you thought the jet stream goes from west to east. Nope. This time the jet stream is going from New York to Ohio. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Storms are coming. Here comes the storm. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for it. It's just been a pleasure. You warmed my heart, and I just got chills again. So powerful stuff. You're the best.
Thank you.
You're the best. You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
You've been listening to a very special live episode of the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. I want you to share it with your family and friends so that more people can learn about Pastor David Scarlett, of His Glory, and the prophet Amanda Grace of Ark Grace Ministries. Both of their shows are listed on our Must Listen To page on the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything Home is a transformational talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people. Go doing good business and good things. You met two spectacular Americans today. God, I love those two. We are your trustworthy resource for sharing personal stories and quality content conveyed with a hint of humor and a supersized side of sincerity. Why, you ask? To enhance the quality of your life, give you more professional, personal, and financial freedom. And our favorite, promote patriotism. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real-life tangible takeaways. And yes, we've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, those good people doing good business and good things. As I was sharing with Amanda and Pastor Dave, I don't want people to say, I don't know where to go. I don't know who to follow. I don't know who's the right person. What should I listen to? Who should I trust? It's all on the platform, guys. Everything Home Resource Platform.com. Everything you can imagine, the Take Action, the Partners and Patriots, who to listen to, turn off the mainstream media, all the resources, everybody's shows, everything is there. Even the alternative resources to get your news. All right there on the website. I hope you join us in this quest to take your business and your life to the next level, because we're all in this together, guys. It's just us, the American people. No one else is looking out for you. Democrats, Republicans, and all the false authorities, which I call the 10 big B's, they have no use for you except to take your money, your freedom. They only want control. We just need to rely on each other and great, amazing, inspirational people like Pastor Dave and the prophet Amanda Grace. You can't just call her Amanda. It always has to be Amanda Grace. It has to be both. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the information. Let's reopen America and get our lives and our freedom back and go back to church. Watch these guys' shows. They're listed again on the Take Action tab. You just got to click that pretty picture of Amanda Grace, and you'll see another picture of Pastor Dave so you could listen to him. We're doing all this. We put all this together. We've got to bring all the like-minded people. Make sure you get the great information. You know, you want good information, you can go pick up the Bible. If you don't have one at home, Ark of Grace Ministries will send you a free one. I'm going to post all the information on the website. Follow her at Ark of Grace Ministries on Facebook. You can even email him, arkofgraceforhim@gmail.com, and we'll have all that information again on the website. Keep in mind, guys. So you're now awake. Go take action. One chapter a day in the Bible. Pray. Listen. God will start talking to you. Make it a great day, everybody, because you deserve it. Tune in tomorrow, Friday, noon, 12 p.m. Mountain Time, for another episode of Purpose Driven Partner. Five good people doing good business and good things. I hope you enjoyed this show. Please share it. Things are changing, guys. It's all going to be good. Have faith. Again, go make it a great day. You deserve it.
And please visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, one location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, make it your homepage, and start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.